This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In 1863, Republican President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed slaves held in the Confederate States. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution took effect in December 1865, and finally ended slavery throughout the United States. That year, the Ku Klux Klan was founded. Historian Eric Foner observed that basically, the Klan was the military muscle behind the agenda of the Democratic Party, the plantation owner class, and all those truly afflicted with the mental disorder that is racism. The Klan's purposes were to reverse the interlocking changes sweeping over the South during Reconstruction. To destroy the Republican Party's infrastructure, undermine the Reconstruction state, reestablish control of the black labor force, and restore racial subordination in every aspect of Southern life. By any means necessary, the Klan sought this agenda by threats and violence, including the murder against black and white Republicans.
There are a lot of people who wrote these eulogies for Senator Byrd in the newspapers, and I read a bunch of them, and they mentioned that he once had a fleeting association with a Ku Klux Klan. And what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. He was a country boy from the hills and hollows of West Virginia. He was trying to get elected.
He was fiercely devoted, as you've all heard, to his principles. Even once he became power, he always spoke truth to power, standing up for the people he proudly was part of.
You know, folks, lynching is pure terror, enforcing the lie that not everyone belongs in America and not everyone is created equal. Pure terror to systematically undermine hard-fought civil rights. Innocent men, women, children hung by a noose from trees, bodies burned, drowned, castrated. Their crimes, trying to vote, trying to go to school, trying to own a business. Lynch for simply being black, nothing more. With white crowds, white families gathered to celebrate the spectacle, taking pictures of the bodies and mailing them as postcards. Hard to believe, but that's what was done. And some people still want to do that.
These are the innocent lives taken during another tragic mass shooting in America this year. Arielle Anderson, Brian Frazier, and Alexandria Verner. Police identify the gunman as 43-year-old Anthony Dwayne McCray. After an hours-long manhunt, police say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a location off campus. The FBI says McCray suffered from mental health issues. Detectives found a three-page note on him listing places in Michigan, Colorado, and New Jersey he also wanted to attack.
Soros DA did what they do and reduced the charges and let this guy walk out so he could buy a gun. So I dug into the prosecutor because you know that's what I'm going to do. It's Ingham County Prosecutor Carol Seaman, who just retired recently. Confirmed George Soros back DA, right? So her official policy was to drop mandatory prison sentences for felony firearm charges. That's what she did, and this is what happened. This is the clearest example I've found yet, right, of woke criminal justice causing a mass shooting.
I will defend myself from violent KKK, black supremacist, Antifa, or anybody else that tries to hurt my family, and I will put down as many people as I have to protect my family, and no more. For 2 weeks, they've had fake news articles everywhere saying that I'm saying go mow down black people. Sorry, that's the new Black Panther Party saying that. And that's Chris Cuomo saying he wanted to kill everybody at CNN, go on a mass shooting rampage, but he decided not to.
I was going to kill everybody, including myself. Things can consume you. Italians are so passionate.
That's Fredo that's actually saying that, not me. Everybody that listens knows I want peace, I want justice, and the number one group in America being killed is black people. But who's killing black people? Black people. Who's killing white people? Black people, statistically. And who's really killing the black people is Planned Parenthood and the left, where over 70% of black babies never get out of the womb. And when they do, their families are non-existent, so they turn to a life of crime, which all statistics show, whether you're black, white, or brown, if you come from a single-parent home, you are 3 to 7 times more likely to end up in prison, be a violent criminal, or on drugs, or commit suicide. It's a fact.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, thought criminals, info warriors here on Band.Video and the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host here in the fourth hour. My name is Drew Hernandez. I'm host of Drew Hernandez Live exclusively on Rumble and also Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. You guys can find those great shows in the link in my bio on Twitter, Getter, Truth Social, and all that good stuff. Well, we got a lot to talk about today, you guys. It's not looking good, all right? And it's not looking good because things are just kind of happening by coincidence. There's no such thing as these conspiracy theories any longer. How many of these things that Alex Jones has come out and said for the past few decades that have come to fruition? Other truth speakers and seekers that have put the pieces together when it comes to the New World Order, when it comes to the global government of the world, when it comes to the Klaus Schwabs, the Bill Gates, World Health Organization, when it comes to these entities that want nothing but control and domination and power on a global scale, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, but across the entire globe. I mean, maybe 2-3 decades ago when you would talk like this, you would get demonized, you would get slandered as a conspiracy theorist. You would get absolutely just trashed in the mainstream media. They try to do it even to this day. But what's problematic for the New World Order and what's problematic for the globalists and all these homicidal maniacs that want total world domination, that are out in the open saying this stuff. Okay, Klaus Schwab, they talk about mastering the universe, mastering the technologies of today and tomorrow so they could master the future. Okay, these people are open about what they want to do, and it's for a very specific reason. And it's not because it's happening by design. It's not just some kind of coincidence where everything is falling together, where there's evil in the world and there's bad people in the world. Yes, there is absolute evil in the world, but people need to quite literally understand that you're dealing with a strategic agenda that has been in development, that predates Alex Jones, that predates any of the trailblazers that have warned of a new world order, that it predates anyone that has been openly vocal about these things. You're living in the end times, ladies and gentlemen. These are days of biblical proportions where you're watching mass countries move in unison, just like the Bible said they would. When you're watching entities and individuals like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum entities of our current generation right now that are all moving in unison, pushing us further and further and further and further into the epicenter of what many call the end of the world, but the Bible clearly calls the end times, which the epicenter is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, what comes before that is the advent of the Antichrist, the false prophet that is alongside of him, that is all energized and empowered by Satan himself. It is what theologians and Bible scholars have deemed the unholy trinity that you see during the 7-year tribulation just before the second coming of Jesus Christ and the ultimate showdown in Armageddon, which is not just an event. The Valley of Megiddo in Israel, Armageddon, is an actual place where Christ is going to come back, slaughter many that are all opposing him, that side with the Antichrist. It's the ultimate showdown that the Bible has talked about, where global governments will unify together for one purpose and one purpose only. And that's to defy and oppose and make war with God. The Bible says this in Psalms chapter 2 as well, that the world governments, these governments of the world, they all unify together and they stick their noses to the sky and they mock God and they want to fight God. They want to make war with God in a proud, very pompous mentality. That's what you're seeing unfold right now. The Bible says that God turns around and looks down upon them and he laughs. Now, the reason why I'm opening up this show today this way is because I know that all the info warriors out there know exactly what I'm talking about, but I want to encourage you guys. The only way we get this information out is the audience we have today, the audience we have right now that has been blessed by God to breach the matrix, get unplugged, be born again, and see the truth of the reality that we actually live in. For God's sake, these people want to jack you into a virtual reality metaverse where you have some kind of centralized economy and they have access to your thoughts and everything that you're thinking so they can manipulate and control every aspect of your psyche and your life. That is the age that you live in right now. This isn't just technology that they're, you know, kind of speculating might exist in the next 10 years, or they're just thinking, I don't know, what's the world going to be like in 2050, or what's the world going to be like in 2090? These people are talking about this. They just had the World Government Summit in Dubai. And like I said, when I opened the show, Klaus Schwab is saying we need to master these technologies now because they know they need to master the future. So I talk like this and I communicate like this because I know people need to understand the only way that we win and the only way that we truly get an edge up against these people is if we, A, understand that if God be for us, who could be against us? We're empowered by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are the ones that have the ability to take on such evil in our world on a global scale. If we think we could do this on our own in our own strength, it's never going to happen. We will get nowhere. We will go nowhere. And a lot of people are truly waking up to that reality. That's the real great awakening. You want to talk about a great awakening? It's people, yes, waking up to the reality that they're being lied to, but the ultimate red pill is the Christ pill, born again, eyes open, you're open to the reality that you all live in, and we see the world for what it truly is. And right now, we're moving closer and closer and closer to these end times events. We're not in the tribulation. The Bible makes it very clear that the Antichrist will be revealed. The Bible says there will be a third Jewish temple established where the Temple Mount currently is right now in Jerusalem. And that when the tribulation does come, he will enter that third temple and he will sit down in the Holy of Holies and he will declare himself to be God. That has not happened yet. But the Bible is very clear. Christ made it very clear. God in human flesh, when he's walking the earth in his ministry for the short time that he was there in human flesh before he was crucified and rose and ascended back into heaven, that we would see birth pangs, that we would see wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, earthquakes, natural disasters, the love of many would grow cold. If that's not happening right now and you cannot see that or identify that, not just in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, and all my friends watching, but across the entire world, where tyranny is reigning. And Christ alluded to that as well when it came to the end times and the signs of the times, that lawlessness would abound, not just defunding the police. It's actual lawlessness becoming the norm in societies. I'll just take the United States as an example right now, where we live in a current generation right now, where they're trying to normalize the mutilation of the genitals of little kids. If a little boy decides that he's not a girl at the age of six, he's not a boy at the age of six, and he believes he's a girl without parental consent, he should be able to just chop his genitals up. And the same goes for little girls as well. See, that is where you are right now. So these things that have been very clear in the Bible 2,000 years ago,
you're seeing in your reality currently right now. Right now. This is the state of the nation, state of the world, the state of the things that are going on right now. They're biblical proportions and people need to understand. And this is going to be a hot show right now. Because I want to challenge people throughout this entire hour. I really want to grill you. I want to challenge what you believe. I want to challenge what you know to be true. I want to challenge how far you're willing to go. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about hurting people. I'm talking about being bold, not being afraid anymore, not being afraid of getting canceled, not being afraid of affiliating with the wrong people that have been canceled and obliterated into the abyss of total censorship and being silenced into these digital gulags. I'm talking about being willing to come out as a truth seeker, truth speaker, to boldly just spit in the face of the devil at this point. Because we see these traitors that claim to be America first, that claim to be pro-humanity, but they're not. Not only by their rhetoric, they lie through their teeth, but their actions are far from what they're literally saying out their mouths. So we're going to talk about all of this when we come back from the break. So I need every single one of you guys to share these links no matter where you're watching. Blast them everywhere. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'll say that we need to clearly define is who is who. Who is who? Because when you're talking about information warfare, when you're talking about cybernetic warfare, any form of warfare, and the Bible is big on this as well, wolves in sheep's clothing, the devil disguises himself as an angel of light, an individual that appears to be on your side, that appears to be for the cause, that appears to be on the right side that you claim to believe in, that they claim to have the same views, but you start to go a little further down that road, you start to get a little further down that fight, and you look around you, and before you know it, the same people that claimed to be fighting side by side with you in this fight turn out to be on the other side, turning around, pointing their guns at you. This is a tale as old as time. But this society that we currently live in, right, this political correct, afraid to hurt people's feelings society, is kind of quite literally how we all got here. Because if people are afraid to hurt someone's feelings, I don't care if they got a D next to their name or they got an R next to their name. They claim to be a leftist. They claim to be a conservative. Listen, I'll tell you something right now. The truth is going to universally piss everybody off. You want to know why? Because the truth doesn't consider in any way, shape, or form how you truly do feel about something. The truth will remain the truth regardless of how you feel any given day. And we always hear this argument where, oh, let's just be nice to people. Let's just make sure that we're sitting there and we're winning the other side. And when we're dealing with these groomers and people that want to mutilate the genitals of children, that want to dominate the world with a new world order, that want to take us all into some kind of AI-controlled mass grid system where we're controlled, they want mass lockdowns if they could have it. This is why Klaus Schwab says that China is the model. If they could have that form of some kind of zero COVID lockdown across the entire globe, these people would take it in an instant. You see, there are people in the movement that claim that they're fighting for freedom. There are people in the movement that claim that they're fighting against tyranny. There are people in the movement that sit there and they say, you know what? We're against this. We're against these enemies. We're against those that don't love America. When in reality, a lot of these people only talk like that because they just simply brand it that way, because they're wolves in sheep's clothing that don't really believe in what they're saying. They just brand it that way so that they can have some kind of audience to monetize it. All the info warriors know exactly what I'm talking about. And not only does this happen in so-called right-wing conservative media, where you get a bunch of beta male cucks, beta female cucks that are running around complaining that people are being too mean. It's like, dude, like, what do you expect at this point, right? It's like you're watching the fall of the nation, you're watching the fall of the United States of America, and people are concerned whether Alex Jones or Drew Hernandez is being too loud and too mean. I can't be loud enough. You want to know why? Because you look at the opposite. These people, whether they're radical leftists or they're rhino, you know, New World Order, deep state plants in the right, whatever it is, right? They're agents of Satan. These people are about it. They will go as far as they possibly can. I'd be willing to say that some of these people believe in what they believe, probably more founded and grounded in their satanic ideologies than they do in some people that find themselves
just thinking they love America, thinking they support America, but when it comes down to it, when you get these deep state agents and these agents of Satan going after your bank account, going after your livelihood, these people pop out of the ground like weeds, everybody flees. Now, I know the InfoWarriors and the thought criminals and everybody watching, I know you guys are about this, because if you're watching InfoWars, I mean, you've probably been riding with Alex Jones for a very long time, and you know just exactly what I'm talking about. But we do need to continue to push this, and we do need to continue to mark those who don't belong. You know, the Bible talks about this as well in Romans chapter 16, is that when you see those that are causing division, and you see those that are not a part of what the body of Christ is supposed to be doing, you identify a wolf in sheep's clothing. You identify someone that is claiming to be something that they're actually not. The Bible says to mark them. You watch them. And in some cases, you put them before the entire church so they might be humiliated, so that everyone else might fear and understand that this is not going to be tolerated. Those are in the pastoral epistles in 1st and 2nd Timothy. You know, pastors don't talk like that anymore because we have a lot of beta cuck individuals that are afraid to really just crack down and drop the hammer when it's necessary to do so for the sake of righteousness, truth, and preserving what we all know and love. This is how you lose. When you get into a position where you're too afraid to speak out, you're too afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. God, you could be as nice as you possibly want. You could be as nice and has the most articulate argument. But you're dealing with people that worship their father, the devil. You're dealing with people that are possessed by demons. You're dealing with people that want to destroy you. I'm talking about the people that want the New World Order. I'm talking about the people that want to mobilize the FBI to go after parents that are concerned and pissed off that their daughter got raped in Loudoun County by a boy that claimed to be a girl in a transgender bathroom. That's who I'm talking about right now. And then they turn around and say, we love democracy. Oh, some of them will even come out and say, we're America first and we support the First Amendment. We support the United States of America. I'll give you an example. Look what's happening with Ukraine. Here's an article from Breitbart. House Republicans visit Kyiv. There is strong bipartisan support to give Ukraine everything that it needs. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Rep. Michael McCaul, Republican Texas, led several Republican lawmakers Tuesday on a trip to Ukraine where they expressed their support to President Vladimir Zelensky and conducted oversight of military equipment. And they all conclude that Ukraine just needs everything that it needs. While in Ohio, President Trump is making a trip there today. You have other conservative influencers and individuals that are showing up to Ohio, helping the people that are being contaminated. Their water, their air supply, the acid rain falling from the sky, animals are dying. Just so happens these regions in Ohio just so happen to be Trump country. So, of course, the Biden administration is going to do nothing to help these people. Why? Because they hate you. They hate you, and they're willing to allow you to die over their own political beliefs and ideologies. Why do you think Pete Buttigieg is doing nothing? Why do you think he took so long to make a statement? Because he's incompetent? No, stop thinking these people are incompetent. These people know exactly what they're doing. So-called puppet President Joe Biden, yes, is a vegetable, and the New World Order needs those vegetable mindless puppets, but he's fully aware of what he's doing by allowing himself to be controlled by those that compromised him. These people hate you, and they're willing to allow you to die because of what they believe. Ohio is a disaster, but there they are, Democrats and Republicans pushing for war in Ukraine, and I'm supposed to give my money to them and just not care about America. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That is always about bringing the receipts, because if we're talking about truth, we're talking about error and lies, making some pretty harsh accusations, being spot on right over the target. You know, and people wonder why individuals like myself can't have a home on YouTube, get deboosted and throttled out of oblivion, why Alex Jones gets censored across the entire globe. And people wonder why. Why do these individuals, end up in these positions where they're not allowed to have a voice? Is it because they're mean? And then you see, you know, the New World Order proxies in the media and in Hollywood. They send these little creatures out there, the Brian Stelters, and these losers that just run around and say, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, and Drew Hernandez is as well. How dare they show the New World Order being talked about at Davos?
right? Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They do that because it's 100% real, okay? They do that and they slander because these people understand that it's all real. They understand and they believe and they know that God is real and that the devil is 100% fully functional and real because they serve him. That's why you see the Luciferianism and the open occult rituals at the Grammys with Sam Smith running around praising the devil and Hollywood just sitting there throwing up their arms in the air like it's some amazing thing. Yes, oh, it's the church of Satan out in the open and everyone just loves it and praises it. Totally degenerate, totally disgusting, 100% satanic. There it is. Throwing all of the signs and symbols up. They look like little exorcist characters forming some kind of pentagram center stage at the Grammys. Why are you beginning to see this? The difference now than the past, because if you grew up in the 80s, you grew up in the past, you've seen satanic symbolism, rock bands using pentagrams, throwing up the 666 everywhere. What's fast forwarded now is the technology of the day. The things that have changed now is the technology where we currently are at today. Bible scholars used to ask themselves all the time, how in the world will the Antichrist establish a one world government? Because they take a look at passages in the Bible that say his mark will be in the forehead and or the forearm and his number will be 666. The mark of the beast. Bible scholars would ask themselves in times past, how could that ever happen? They couldn't comprehend what kind of technology that would be used in order to implement a system that would get the whole world in unison and on board. And that they might be able to, or will be able, to surveil it and control and regulate it. Because it's one thing to for the king to put out a decree, people can hide from that. People can get around that. But the technology that has changed right now with all the Satanism that you're seeing, the occult worship out in the open, people open about their Luciferianism, the technology is catching up with what the Bible said would take place in the end times. I mean, look what happened in 2020. Majority of the world was willing to bend the knee, global lockdowns. 2021 came around. There were rumors in 2020 about a vaccine passport. You would be locked out of the economy. If you were a medical healthcare worker, you lost your job. If you worked in the federal government, you lost your job. This is still taking place today. We saw this in Australia. We saw this in New Zealand. We saw the entire world. Not you guys out there in the Info Warriors that said, yeah, you know what? No, I want my freedom. Give me liberty or give me death. I'm not talking about you guys. We did see millions of people freaking out, willing to sacrifice their freedoms and their liberties for what? Safety, security, stay home, save lives. Yes, the virtue signal is we're going to stay home and I am going to save lives because I'm so great because the great high priest, Dr. Fauci, told me so. We saw the mask formation cult form across the entire world. There they are right now. The literal cult exists to this day where people were willing to obey Big Brother, lock down in their homes, never go outside ever again. They bent the knee to vaccine passports, get locked out of the economy. And this was on a worldwide scale. Drew, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is that the world is ready and primed to see what the Bible said is going to come in the end times. For a centralized world leader that will be a superstar on planet Earth, according to the Bible. This guy is going to be just a rock star on planet Earth. Going to bring unity in a way that the world has never seen before. A very attractive individual that people are going to be drawn to. The Bible says that he is an orator. He speaks great things that attract people to him. But at the same time, he's filled with lawlessness, evil, and satanically charged. The world is ready because through fear, they will bow down. So if we end up in a situation where the whole world, it's kind of quite literally the opposite of what God says. God says that he himself will be our provider, our all in all, that we should fear God above all else. When it comes to Satan, the Antichrist, and all of these figures that we see in the Bible that are real, they're literally the opposite. That is what Antichrist is. It's not just someone that's in opposition. It's someone in the place of a pseudo-Christ. They claim to be a savior, but they function through fear. It's the opposite of love and comfort. And these people will pressure people through fear in order to sacrifice their freedoms, sacrifice their liberties, so they are given total control. They get the keys handed straight over to them and don't even have to fire a shot. You see, this is all satanically inspired. And what we're watching on a grand scale right now is we're watching all these things continue to develop on a day-to-day basis. So I encourage people every single day. We're on the verge of World War III. You got a puppet President Joe Biden in Ukraine trying to talk tough in Poland, saying that he's ready and that the United States support for Ukraine when it comes to war is never going to waver. You got puppet President Biden talking tough on the world stage, saying, back in our home, I just see nothing but Ukrainian flags all over the place in America. I mean, he's not lying. You have all these woke-tard losers running around just waiting for the next thing to support. Give me the next update. The NPCs running around. Tell me what to believe, Daddy. Jab me more, Daddy. Oh, yes. Impose your tyranny on me more, Daddy. I want more. I want more. Just give it to me, Daddy. Come on, dude. Let's take a look around you. I mean, even this video right here that went viral the other day, Joe Biden running around trying to talk tough. You got people cheering, yes, World War III, yes. I don't even know why I'm supporting Ukraine, but let's just end up in another never-ending war. Yeah, more people die. Yeah, death, destruction. Woo, let's all die. This is advanced, man. You want to talk about an information war, a psyop, right? Get people all on board cheering their own destruction and demise over lies, okay? Over lies. President Vladimir Zelensky is, I'm just going to say it, man. President Vladimir Zelensky is quite literally probably the most effective, successful grifter of all time, bro. Of all time. This guy has raised tens of billions of dollars off of the U.S. alone. Off of the U.S. alone. While our infrastructure is falling apart. While the CCP is invading our skies uninvited. While you're watching Los Angeles fall to pieces. The fentanyl is flooding the United States. The economy is plunging. We're on the verge of a Great Depression. But no. I'm supposed to support Zelensky. I'm supposed to care about Ukraine. This is beyond America Last, ladies and gentlemen. This is let's just destroy humanity. Let's just destroy humans. They don't care if you're an American. They don't care what you are. All they care about is that you're willing to obey. And if you don't, it's death, 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 death and destruction. And they cheer it because that's what they want. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The attention span of a squirrel in my mind, and as a host, I don't know, sometimes, you know, that I guess it works, I guess it could be entertaining, but sometimes I don't know if it kind of works against, you know, sometimes when I'm trying to get my thoughts out there. So I was talking about receipts. We ended up somehow talking about how, you know, they want World War III and they all want to kill us. So I wanted to show you guys these receipts. I'm actually hosted two shows. One is Drew Hernandez Live that you guys can find exclusively on Rumble. And I also host a show called Frontlines with Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice. And with that show, we have various different reporters that go out and report on my behalf in different, you know, regions of the world, the United States, especially when things are going down. So we sent a team to East Palestine last night. They're out there right now. And so I wanted to show you guys, look at this video of one of our reporters. Her name is Rebecca Brannon. You guys should go follow her on Twitter as well. East Palestine residents like this woman are frustrated with the lack of federal government response and do not trust the EPA is being thorough or transparent. The woman in the video says they don't care about us. Bottom line, take a look at this.
Dioxide, the smallest particle, will cause you will not be able to carry a baby for three generations. People who are pregnant are going to abort. They're going to get cancer, heart cancer, liver cancer.
I think they did not check for the dioxin. Whatever they're checking for and saying it's safe levels, it's either an outright lie or they aren't checking for the right things. And that dioxin is the big news that nobody's talking about.
Please check it out.
It sends a very clear message to the American people. They don't care about us. Bottom line.
Bottom line. That's what I'm talking about, right? The bottom line is that in unison, right? Because I think people that aren't, you know, really politically engaged, they sit back and they say, wow, what a terrible thing. That's going on in Ohio. Their water is contaminated. Their air is contaminated. They got animals dying. Fish, chickens, you name it. The people are suffering. What is Biden doing in Ukraine, right? I think people are watching that and they're saying, that's crazy. But they don't think that deeply into it. And it's not just that these people are incompetent. No, they do this on purpose. Okay? These are the same people that call you mega Republicans. These are the same people that call you radical right-wing extremists. These are the same people that call you a domestic terrorist because you're a law-abiding gun owner and you love the Second Amendment and you like to wave a don't tread me flag every now and then or have one in front of your house. These are the same people that view you that way. So when you see this current federal government allow Ohio, particularly in Trump country, suffer and get no help, and it takes Trump to go down there for these people to finally do something, oh, because they care about political optics. Drew, that's a little too far-fetched. Are these people really, are they really that crazy? Are they really that willing to allow their political opponents to suffer on such a grand scale like that as some kind of punishment? Yes! Yes! Look what they did with January 6th. Look at the J6 prisoners right now to this day that are suffering. That are suffering because they view them as political opponents. So yes, are these people willing to allow you to suffer and die because they have a political difference than you do? It's not just a political difference. These people view you as terrorists. You know, there's a reason for that, right? What does a terrorist have? What does a terrorist really have? Do terrorists have rights? Are terrorists viewed as people that are safe? Are terrorists viewed as human beings? Or are they viewed as threats? You don't view a terrorist as a human being with rights. You view a terrorist as someone that is a threat to the general public, that is a threat that needs to be taken out and eradicated. Okay? That is why these people use these kind of radical terms, because they view you as someone that doesn't have rights. They view you as someone that's a threat. They view you as someone that needs to be taken out immediately. So it makes perfect sense to me that the people in Ohio are suffering and the current federal government is doing nothing, supporting them not at all. Why? Why? Because they're incompetent? No. Because they hate you, ladies and gentlemen. These people hate you. Well, here's this viral video of Pete Buttigieg that was confronted about the crisis in Ohio. And just look at the answer. The answer speaks for itself. Take a look.
Secretary, what do you have to say? Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jenny Chair at the Daily Caller News Foundation. What do you have to say to the folks in Ohio, East Palestine, who are suffering right now?
Well, I'd refer you to about a dozen interviews I've given today, and if you'd like to arrange a conversation, you can reach out to the press office about the time and the conversation we use.
You don't have a message for them?
I do, and I shared it with the press many times today. I'd refer you to those comments.
Would you mind sharing it with us?
No, I'm going to refer you to the comments that I made to the press, because right now I'm taking some personal time and I'm walking down the street.
Are you going down there?
What's that?
Are you going down there at all?
Yeah, I am.
When are you going?
I'll share that when I'm ready.
Okay,
I'll talk
thank you.
Can I get a phone with me?
Yeah.
This is all hate. This is all not willing to communicate, not willing to give an answer, not willing to talk to the press, not willing to give an answer, okay, to the community of not just Ohio, but to the United States of America, because they feel superior to you. They believe that they don't
have to give an answer to the media. They feel like they're above the people of the United States of America, and they believe that they're just going to let you suffer, and my comments were enough. Oh, my comments that I made to the public are enough. I'm Pete Buttigieg. Can you leave me alone? Can you leave me alone while I'm out walking with my husband? I'm on some personal time. I don't want to talk about this right now. It's just like, that's the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is that these people hate you. And he's like, oh, I'm taking some personal time. I don't have time to talk to you right now. I know the people are suffering, but just go look at my comments that I made on Twitter. What did he say? What did he say? It took him days. It took him like 10 days to make a comment to communicate to the people of Ohio. What did he say? I think one of our main concerns right now is that the people of Ohio have access to accurate information. No. You know what, guys? Alex Jones is too mean. Drew Hernandez is too mean. You know, Matt Walsh is too mean. These individuals that come out and they're aggressive with their messages because we see the devil. We see, our eyes are open. We see who we're dealing with. We know who our enemies are on both sides, and we're not tolerating it anymore. And we know that these people are willing to throw you all into gulags and designate you all domestic terrorists. Oh, but I'm the bad guy, but I'm too mean. Oh, you're not communicating effectively. You're not going to win them over. I don't want to win over these pedophiles, dude. Screw all these tyrants. Let them get dealt with by God. Give them the gospel. They could repent. But at the same time, we're going to oppose evil. We're going to oppose tyranny. We're not going to tolerate this and try and be, the nice conservatives, the goody two-shoe beta males and all these beta Christians that don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. When you have these tyrants that are willing to enslave you and enslave humanity and your children and manipulate their minds and warp their minds while people die in Ohio, we can't be loud enough. I can't have a microphone. I can't have a megaphone that's loud enough to speak to the entire world. There's a reason why they censor, and it's for this reason. Because when you unmask the devil and you're speaking the truth at the same time, you're going to get hit on all fronts. I'm so sick of these people. Aren't you guys? Aren't you guys sick of these beta cuck losers that run around and say, oh, you should just be nicer with your delivery. Oh my gosh, you're turning people off. You know what? Dude, they're already, these people are turned off, dude. And they're satanically charged, totally depraved. Only God can save them. And these people are willing to destroy your life and your children. There's only one way. There's only one way, and it's this way right now. We have to be open about this, not be afraid of speaking the truth, not be afraid of hurting people's feelings, and we have to get to the place where right now we are bold in the power of God, because that's the only way to defeat this. Thank you guys so much. My name is Drew Hernandez. Go follow me on Twitter, Drew H. Live. You can find all my shows on Rumble and Frontlines as well in the links in all those bios. Love you guys.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.